Your call is very important to us.
Please
Pound
leave
fucking
a
sand,
message.
bitch.
This episode was pretty awesome.
Yeah. What did we learn this time? Who the fuck is?
There is a lot of smut and cat videos on social media.
Not necessarily an equal ratio.
Proportions, yeah. I all the housekeeping stuff over. Instagram and Facebook has a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, now that we're done recording... And these plebes can fucking not hear us.
Yeah, I'm glad I turned the mic off. We have a fucking horrible sense of humor. You realize that?
Oh, I know.
It's like the driest fucking...
The fucking niche is like... I don't know, kind of like bombing the Death Star. There's like a 1 meter wide trench on an entire fucking moon-sized planet that, that's...
So what you're saying is the shit is the tightest in the universe.
Shiznit. Yeah, pretty much. So
that was terrible.
Well, fuck it. Everything's terrible. What the hell is going on this week? Anything?
I didn't look at social media at all. I figured I would wait until, like, we were recording.
Yeah.
And we could just kind of wing it. Cause...
Shoot from the hip. Sean Combs accused by Cassie of rape and years of abuse in lawsuit.
Who?
I don't know. Sean
I know
P.
Who
Puffy. Diddy,
Puffy.
No, it Puff just says Daddy accused is. By Cassie. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't imagine Sean Puffy Combs being problematic, though.
He had so much money, he wouldn't have had to be. He could just be like, money.
Yeah. I meant the fact that he had Tupac killed and, you know.
I was also being sarcastic.
Facetious. Worse, facetious. Oh my god, Dex Carvey, son of comedian Dana Carvey, dies of drug overdose at 32 years old.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Yikes. But Dick Van Dyke is still alive at 98 years old.
Well, there was some kind of balancing in the universal scales there.
Yeah.
Maybe he did it so he could consume younger life force.
Maybe. I think that's what Hillary Clinton does, right?
No, that's the gifts of Moloch, dude.
Moloch. Ross Mimley Rapper Ryan Ross Ross.
Yep.
Matthew Perry still dead. Jeffrey Epstein still dead.
Yeah, like there for about a week everybody was all about it. Like, oh, friends, yada yada. And now it's like somebody else famous died.
That's the typical news.
Oh,
cycle,
snap. Though. Yeah,
you know.
If I could compare it to, like, redundancy, iterations, like, it's no wonder why people become desensitized to death and violence and war and poverty and global warming and all
when
the
it's
different
just
things
bounced off your head every day, every day, every day.
Yeah, it's like every week there's a new war popping up somewhere. There's a mass shooting popping up somewhere. There's some famous people that died. The Kardashians are doing shit.
Why are the Kardashians still doing shit?
Because they're worth like literally millions and billions of dollars, man.
But why? It's like a Mobius strip of I can't figure it out.
They are propagandists for the machine.
I mean,
buy our shit. Like,
yeah, pretty
the
much.
Ultimate edition.
Yeah, ultimate edition. We have every fucking contingency to run the world. I don't know what I'm talking about. Man, this fucking, I'm just scrolling, death scrolling the Reddit news, and it's depressing. Man, I forgot Bob Saget was dead. That's depressing.
I forgot about Bob Saget all around. Like, it's really weird how that shit works. Like,
yeah.
People just stop being in the news, and you figure they're either dead or they got canceled. And
yeah.
They just fade out of current conversation.
Yeah.
It's just such a fucking spirally of irrelevance.
Kind of like Problematic Cast, the podcast.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier, man. Like, the fact that we had been around for years.
Yeah.
Our RSS feed has been around for years. Nobody listened to us really at all. So, like, we still exist, but the length of time we've existed dramatically affects our new episodes being relevant in the way that these computer algorithms are built.
Right. Yeah. So what's the answer to that? Just keep on keeping on, or hang ourselves, or...
Well, I mean, Bud Dwyer's... Bud Dwyer is always an option, but I don't think the incentive would even be there to do that.
Nah. I'm getting too old to do that.
Yeah, like, same.
Yeah, it's just lame now. I wouldn't be a pretty corpse. Ain't that a ray of sunshine? Why aren't people listening to our show?
It's not flashy enough. There's not enough, like, influence. We don't make people feel good about themselves.
So, why don't we... This is going to be the Brubaker's Punch-Up Problematic Cast episode.
Again?
What is it... How many goddamn times are we going to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. What do we do? Do we add a third mic? Do we fucking start writing scripts?
I don't think that's going to be relevant to write scripts, man. I really don't, because... People are doing that. People have been doing that for years. And some of the biggest ones that are still have survived the culling and the loss of interest in talk radio and podcasting, they don't script.
Is that what's going on? Is it just a general fucking misanthropy and fucking disinterest in the world, or what?
Well, it's more about special interests. Everything's become so laser-tuned and focused that if you want to listen to a podcast about baking,
yeah,
like ZD or some shit, there's fucking plenty of podcasts that out there that are going to tell you how many fucking granules of salt to put in to achieve the best fucking texture on your ZD. And, like, everybody that's specialized in a cooking podcast is just going to fucking recycle that same information because it's all being fed to them from Google.
Yeah.
They're doing their research on the internet, and they're not applying any criticality to it at all. They're just like, well, ChatGPT told me I should put 24 granules of salt on each noodle.
Yeah. Yeah. So... God, the whole genre or the whole fucking medium at this point is might as well be called Lost in the Static, because that's all you are.
Exactly. And I think that's why there's been such a decline in listenership.
Yeah.
Because it's... Okay, so there's been sitcoms. I'll try to, like... For the audience, I'll put this in another set of framework that's probably more relevant. So, like, media consumption during, like, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, even today, there's, like, sitcoms.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, American Family and different things. Like, each network, back in the day when there were networks, everybody tried to approach the same dynamics in a different way, and it would change it up a little bit. So, like, for instance, Friends was a thing that people related to, because most people have friends, I guess.
Yeah.
So then we, you know, flash forward to a point now where, like, some of the Friends casts are dying. And, like, nostalgia brings that back. Podcasting hasn't really been around long enough to have a nostalgic draw in the way that, like, television and movies and shit have.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, what are they going to... I mean, I think Serial was probably the most popular podcast of all time. And what are they going to do? Where are they now? They're still dead, you know?
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, Joe Rogan's still kicking ass, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, he paved the road for so many people.
Yeah.
To even get interested in podcasting and in the format in itself. And, like, it's now to a point where it's, like, a global talk radio sit down. Like, you want to watch Joe Rogan talk to some leading dude in astrophysics, you can do that.
Yeah.
Because I guess he's diversified the field enough of his own show.
Yeah. See, so in the last 5 minutes, I've had the thought that we need to laser focus a genre or niche down to, I mean, Rogan is like, shotgunning, it's like he just throws shit at the wall, and it's like, if you don't like this episode, you'll probably like the next one, because we got blah blah blah, you know.
And the thing is, he has a lot of different standpoints politically and shit than I do, but I still respect his show and respect his opinions on a lot of things because of the way that he articulates them.
Well, plus it seems like he's the kind of guy that isn't just going to shoot from the hip without having some sort of credence to it, you know, without having been through the dirt, walking through the mud by himself, you know?
I mean,
at least in drug use fucking things is the only thing I really know. He's talking about using DMT and shit.
Yeah, man, like, some of his advocacy for hallucinogens and, you know, the... psilocybin mushrooms, the stoned ape theory, like a lot of that fits, man.
Yeah.
And like, I know a lot of science doesn't exist yet, or exists in like an unprovable liminal space that we can't verify the evolution through that theory a little. But here's the thing. And this is where, you know, I'm going to refer back to, God damn it, I cannot think of the guy's name, but there was an ancient apocalypse theorist that has been on that show multiple times. He's made Netflix specials and all kinds of shit. The dude's trying to change the way that modern archaeology approaches the thought process to our far ancestors and the, you know, the stories of great floods and the Younger Dryas planetary impact, the last ice age, the way all of it ties together makes a lot of sense. And now they're finding ways to prove, but you're talking, we've been doing archaeology for hundreds of years at this point.
Yeah.
So the dude's running headlong into a sand pile where each and every little piece that he's finding, he's assembling all this shit to change the literal history of the world.
Yeah. What the fuck? Are you losing me or anything?
No, I still got you loud and clear, man.
All right. It said out of range. I've never seen that. That's fucking weird. The screen went black and it said out of range. It's like, oh, cool.
Are you on wireless? No. Like a wireless headset or something?
I got AirPods in, but no, it was the screen went black. And the screen, I wouldn't have wire. I don't fucking know. Nobody cares about this.
No, this is how the sausage is made.
That's always been the name of the game, man.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way, I mean, any of our actual listeners know what the fuck they get when they get us.
We don't have any actual listeners. It's me and you.
I have a confession. I haven't listened to any of them since we're back.
I have. I mean,
besides just assembling it and putting it out, you know?
I have, just to make sure I didn't drop some shit that needed to get pulled.
Right. Right.
Because I don't ever remember recording, man.
Just as likely either one of us could.
Yeah.
How many episodes have we released since we're back?
Fuck. This is the sixth, no? Maybe? This is number five?
Yeah, this should be five. Oh my god. Why do they make a new Willy Wonka movie every 5 years now?
Nostalgia. Because the people
Timothy Chalamet though, that's not a good Willy Wonka.
Is he Uncle Touchy on the bed?
Oh my god, he should be. Actually, I like Chalamet. He's good.
He is good. But god damn it. Didn't we just do Willy Wonka and the fucking Tim Burton factory? Like,
I think that was like 20 years ago at this point, and it was God fucking damn it. Terrible.
Don't tell me that.
I think it's at least 15 with fucking Uncle Touchy Johnny Depp in it. He's the Uncle Touchy in that one.
No, he's that, not. Uncle that, fucking Billy Bob Thornton was the Uncle Touchy, wasn't he?
That was Christopher Lee.
Oh. He dead.
Christopher Lee should be dead. He was like a million years old when he played Saruman or whatever the fuck. Dino, here's a fucking confession. I've never watched the Lord of the Rings movies.
Get the fuck out of this podcast right now. You've never? Did you read the books?
I can't stay awake through them.
You're kidding me.
I read The Hobbit. And
motherfucker, damn. We're gonna fight.
I'm a fucking fantasy dork, and I have never gone to fucking Mordor.
I even started trying to learn to speak Elvish my younger days. Man.
Oh, I don't judge. I just can't fucking stay awake through the movies. Like
you're talking,
I might have narcolepsy.
Well, that could be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shame you for it, man. I mean, it's a 12-hour commitment to sit and watch all three movies back to back. Right. I'm not going to lie to you.
If and when I do, I'm going to watch the fucking extended cuts and shit I eventually
holy
do.
Holy fuck, man. J.R.R. Tolkien wrote an epic when he created that.
Yeah.
Like, it is just...
Now, this isn't the Tolkien cast or anything,
no.
But besides that arc and the Silmarillion and shit, is there other fiction that he wrote, or is it all just Lord of the Rings?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I know all of his books were created within that universe.
Well, that's cool, though. I mean, if you're going to world build, you might as well stay in that world. But
he probably would have been a badass fucking DM, dude.
Oh, imagine.
But the thing is, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have like Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh,
period.
No.
It wouldn't exist.
That's what I mean. I understand the fucking the debt.
The importance, yeah.
The debt to fucking fantasy that like without Tolkien, none of those successors exist, you know?
Well, you might think that like you have more than one way that you can grief me for not reading or viewing the classics, so to speak.
Right.
Because, like, there's a certain amount of, like, historical horror and fiction that I have just not even gone near.
Right.
It wasn't until like you bought me the Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
Oh my God, Philip K. Dick! I had jumped into horror,
that was the first and only Philip K. Dick book that I've read. I bought another one. I don't even remember the title of it. It's a Simulation, maybe.
Simulacrum.
Yeah, that's it. The Simulacrum.
Yeah.
Because I read part of it on, like, Apple Books had, like, you could read the first 40 pages of a book or some shit. So I think
that's more my speed with, like, fantasy shit, is more Blade Running, more fucking, Christ, what is it called?
Steampunk?
Steampunk.
Cyberpunk.
I wanted to say shadow running, but it's like,
well, you know, cyberpunk, right? But yeah, I mean, right. They put punk behind all of it because a lot of it is counterculture.
Yeah.
In a way, like it leans more towards the practical human side of what people do in situations like cyberpunk world.
I mean, even down to like just the Bethesda verse. I far prefer Fallout, Far Future, to
Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls, Oblivion shit, you know? And I love those, but like...
I must say that I am probably more of a medieval fantasy.
Yeah.
Like swords and spells. Like, I've been playing Mortal Online 2 for months, relentlessly. It's like Dark Souls MMO, legit. It's worth checking out, man.
Oh,
for anybody
God.
That hears me say this, the game is fucking relentless.
The last time you told me that, I was like, I fucking need that. But then I got a Mac, and I'm sure it's not Mac accessible.
If Steam is on Mac, you should be able to get it because you can get it through Steam.
Huh.
I'll
be checking that out. Yeah, you can get Steam on Mac for sure.
But for, like, the things of... If it weren't for industrial capitalism, we wouldn't exist in the world we do today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, just imagine a world where all the dumb shit doesn't exist, like social media and computers. But there are other ways of accessing incredible things, like through magic or through... old traits like blacksmithing and armor crafting and necromancy and
oh my god
spiritism and it's just, I guess it's an extension of how you view what you want out of your world, really.
Right. Did you ever jump back into Baldur's Gate?
No, I did one playthrough till I got, I think, the Dark Forest area is where I stopped playing it.
Yeah, that's kind of tedious, that part. But there's... I got to the third act and I put it down for a while because I, honest to God, a new season of Diablo came out, and at this point I'm trying to hit level cap to unlock fucking trophies and shit, and it's just the biggest slog I've ever had in my life.
When you hit level cap, dude, you still got like an infinite amount of Paragon levels to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. They added Paragon levels a long time ago.
No, I know that, but level cap is 100, and I think that would explain why Nightmare Dungeons go up to, like, fucking 100 fucking above what... Oh, my God.
Yeah. Once you hit level cap, the game literally is just starting. Yeah, because you have all your Paragon levels, all the unlocks that come with it, and then you have like group additional multipliers. If it works the same way older Diablos did, it probably does.
I'm sure it does.
So like you could run a solo dungeon, but you could increase the difficulty by like party size.
Yeah.
So like you could be running a solo dungeon by yourself that's spec'd for 5 players. So the difficulty is going to be higher. The gear drops are going to be better and more frequent. But all that loot is yours.
Right. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you're a loot hound, if you're really all about that loot, it Diablo really satisfies that.
Oh, I definitely am. What the fuck? This fucking display keeps going to sleep, and I'm trying to figure it out.
Punch it.
For the listener, I guess I probably already said, but just recently got this new Mac and everything, and I'm still trying to attune it to me, you know?
Yeah,
Cool story, Jared.
I wouldn't even know where to wouldn't even know where to start with a Mac. I don't even honestly at this point, I don't even know where to go with Windows 11. I didn't upgrade. I'm tired of upgrading Windows.
Yeah.
Like, I've been PC based since Windows 98 second edition. I ran Windows 2000 until they stopped servicing it. I ran XP till they stopped servicing it. And then I ran
Yeah.
7 until they stopped servicing it. Because there's no real reason to, other than marketing and reselling things, buy our shit. That, you
Yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's always been the name of the game, planned obsolescence and fucking, yeah, it's old now, you get a new one.
Well, and planned obsolescence goes through so many different fields. Like, oncology is only meant to keep you sicker longer. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
you're still going to end up eventually dying anyhow. You're
Right.
just going to be even more miserable if you catch cancer.
Prolonging it. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to prolong the misery so we can squeeze all the blood out of your rock.
God. Fun. We're just
Yeah.
bringing the fun
Oh
today.
man. Yeah, that was cynical as fuck, wasn't it?
No, it's true, though. I mean, we're all dying, bitch.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I have always had issues with that
Yeah.
cynicism.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I look at the perspective of your average consumer on social media, the people that get invested in, you know, the Kardashians and all that nonsense. And like, there's something that relevancy, that like, there's like this well of relevancy that
Yeah.
fills up for some people when they absorb that kind of shit.
We've definitely come to this epiphany before, but it's a sliding scale based on intelligence, I think. The relevancy bucket is much bigger the lower your intelligence. It's like, I will fill my hole with all kinds of fun stuff. I like
Hot
Love
dogs.
Island.
I love hot dogs.
I like hot dog and Kardashian.
Mac and cheese.
Mac cheese bites.
To kind of go back to the, you know, part of the conversation at the end of the episode we were having, that I think I just gave away the bit, didn't
Who gives a shit? If like they're gonna get this far.
Good point. But no, like the honest relevancy bucket, like I think we're being programmed to be stupider
Oh, for sure.
by the systems that are in place, man. It
For
is
sure.
designed because the news cycle is giving us the iteration of the depth of the bucket.
Right. Well,
So
here's a layman's fucking example. At work, I can do my job, not talk to anybody, and get through my night. But it's so much more fun if you latch on to somebody and literally act like a fucking retard the whole time. You'll get the same amount of work done, but the relationship to time, at least, it's just muddled at that point, and your night flies by because even if you're just playing the proxy of fucking stupidity, it just makes you happier, you know?
And I agree with that. Dying is better with friends.
For sure.
That is a bad company motto. And I've really taken to that lately, because like I, in Mortal, I've been playing with the guild Bad Company. And if you, there's YouTube videos about all the shenanigans. We ended up with a keep in the center of the map.
Okay.
And it was like a global thing. This game is global. All right. And it has been the topic of discussion for weeks now. Well, about a week, because we've had the keep for about a week.
Okay.
I was in the fights for the keep. I was in the fights to secure the gate. I stood for 9 hours the other day with my guild mates. There was 40 or 50 of us there. We used pickaxes and downed a fucking gate extension that was locked out because it belonged to a different guild.
Yeah.
So we couldn't access our keep. They thought they were going to lock us out.
Yeah.
So there was 50, 60 psychos standing around with pickaxes for over 8 hours.
Oh my God.
Banging it for 1 to 4 damage over like a million hit points. And
yeah, you ain't honestly, locking us out.
If you were to tell me that you were going to pay me to do something that monotonous and I couldn't interact with anybody and I couldn't have fun and, you know, it. I wouldn't do it.
Walk the fuck away.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there is genuinely something to be said about camaraderie.
Oh yeah.
And friendship that like I'm learning as I'm getting older.
Right.
And
well,
like,
I mean, our circles have always been pretty fucking tight, but they get tighter with age and everything. And it's like the people that I'd ride or die with, it's few and far between. But like,
yeah.
I hope they know that I literally would, you know, fucking just lay down my life for some dumb shit, you know?
The craziest fucking thing that I've been learning is, like, just the importance of organized action and selflessness in that. So, like, a mutual common goal is incredibly important in most things, and it takes strong leadership. Thankfully, we have a strong leader in that guild, and there's, at any given point in time, 100 players online.
That's wild.
Just doing shit, and I'm talking, we're ganking convoys and we're building houses to lock choke points so people can't get out of towns and shit.
Yeah.
And the I mean, player made content in a sandbox with all this fanciful shit is honestly the next generation of gaming. You know, with the advent of AI and interactive AI and voice, you know, live voice over IP in an MMO, like that game is pretty well pioneered.
Right.
They're going to be able to integrate down the road NPCs that have AI responses and interactions and like vendors. Could you imagine go in any a fantasy game, any video game that you play, go into a vendor and interacting with them as a single character? And now add 1,000 characters to the game.
Yeah.
You know, 1,000 people to that same world. You know, this vendor's going to develop opinions on, like, those guys are assholes. And the vendors are going to, like, it's going to turn into
just real economies and shit.
Real. I mean, it already is real economies in Mortal Online, dude.
Right.
But the fucking craziness, it's gonna be wild, man. Like the future of gaming in and of itself and interactions with computers and how that then couples back into interactions with other people.
Do you know, my hard right turn. Future of gaming might be the past of gaming. Have you seen anything about MW3 yet? Or specifically the multiplayer maps this year?
Negative. I honestly...
It's like they took all the MW2 maps from fucking 2009 and transferred them into this game. What was the name of the map where everybody was always running across the scaffold and getting up onto the building and shit?
Oh my god, I remember the map, but I don't remember the name.
That one's on there. Estate's on there. Array is on there. It's like...
Estate was such a fucking troll fest.
And it's there, man. And
that is where the shield trolls were born, on that mountain, in that cabin.
I know.
In that fucking bathtub.
Yeah.
In that bathtub is where juggernauts were born.
I know. And my buddy Trey's like, do you remember this map? I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, he showed me this weekend. I think I'm going to end up buying it. I wasn't going to fucking buy this one, but it's got MW2, original MW2 maps.
The last one was solid. The last one was a solid, incredible game. Like, Call of Duty's got a bad rap over the years for a lot of dumb shit that was irrelevant to the game. Some of their marketing stuff is a little shisty. You know what I mean?
Nicki Minaj as an operator? There's some fucking questionable. It's turning into Fortnite, but they have a state in this game. So
yeah, and here this kind of goes back to the nostalgia thing, man. We were there. Like, we're old enough of gamers that we were there. This generation of gamers that's coming up, you know, like your teenagers and shit, 14-year-olds were just born the year that fucking MW2 originally came out. So they're going to experience this shit for the first time. And there is something to be said about that.
Because definitely tells me that the map making was better 15 years ago.
I think it was. You don't have heat maps the way that you did back then.
Yeah.
You don't have guys sitting around a table. You know, people, I should say. I shouldn't just gender it to guys, but
you
don't have people sitting around studying the best vantage points of a map.
Yeah.
You don't have, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same. Like, you had to be more of a thinker in games. Like, there was a reason why people carried a fucking plasma pistol and a BR.
Yep.
That was the pro loadout for a long fucking time.
Yep.
I was so fucking good at throwing frag grenades, you could one-shot people.
Yeah. Man, that just reminds me, you want to talk about nostalgic gaming moments. Fucking sitting at the midnight release with Brandon for Halo 2. I got the steel box. Like, fucking, that was something.
I went into debt.
Yeah.
To get Halo 2.
Yeah,
I did, man. I maxed out a credit card to buy a new Xbox. What was that one map?
Warlock, I think it was called. Was there a Warlock? God.
Yeah, there was Warlock.
With the fucking hallway upstairs with the shotgun?
Yes.
Fuck. Yeah.
What was the map? I think it was a Halo 3 map. It was the trees with the grav lifts inside of them, but it was like two hallways that were on top of one another, and there was one that crossed... It was real similar to, like, Lockout.
I'm picturing it, but I can't remember the name. Zanzibar comes to mind.
Oh, my God, Zanzibar.
The fucking lulls on Zanzibar with the fans.
And that's what I'm talking about, man. Like, that shit wasn't... It's not nostalgic. It was just a better theory to gaming. Because let's really break it down to a point where, like... In a multiplayer online shooter, there legitimately is a right way to do maps.
Right.
And there's a bad way to do maps. And a lot of games have created really shit maps over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the sake of variation.
Quantity over quality.
It's like a flex. Like, look at how pretty this map is. And the god particles and shit.
Right. There's obvious exceptions, but the asymmetrical maps were always the ones that would stand out to me. Yes, Blood Gulch absolutely. Is an obvious exception. Blood Gulch is always going to be amazing, you know.
It was the ultimate map for
Blood Gulch.
Blood Gulch. It was the ultimate map because you had a base on one side and you had a base on another.
Yep.
The motherfuckers you need to kill own that other base.
Yep. Yep. Once in a while, you might flip sides. And yep.
I don't know anything about football, really. But the thing that I can relate football to the closest is neutral bomb assault on Blood Gulch.
Yep.
Motherfucking getting them yards in.
Yep.
I was a fucking monstrosity in neutral bomb assault.
Yeah.
Capture the Flag was another one, man. That is a game type.
Capture the Flag on Blood Gulch, my God. Yeah.
You cannot get much better than that.
No. Man, some of the... Fuck. It all came down to... I wish... God. You don't realize how much you're in the good times till the good times are over and everything.
Yeah, man, like, for real.
Some of them parties and shit, you know?
Oh, like the LAN parties?
LAN parties or even like OG Xbox Live and stuff. And, yeah, you know, you get six of your buddies or something on there and you fill out a fucking side and you're just bitching at people in the fucking lobbies and God.
Well, and that's the camaraderie. That's the coordinated effort. Like when you got guys, when it's game time and, you know, the lobbies were one thing. They were fucking completely different. But when you had, when it was during the match, you had guys on comms given locations of spotted enemies, you know, coordinating targets, calling targets. Like that is efficiency. And that takes us away from our own personal selves and puts us into that
team
collective consciousness that I mean, to kind of take that to a different direction, it's like every being alive has some amount of predatory nature. And the reason that humans evolved to where they're at now is because our ability to coordinate our predatory efforts.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Organizationally, educationally, strategically, and tactically, like...
Or keep the TISM boys like me alive. Because it's like, yeah, I have some use, but I'm going to just be fucking running up the ramp in Zanzibar and trying to flip on the fucking...
Guys, I did a fucking backflip off the gravity lift.
It's like, motherfucker, could you get some kills? What are you doing?
The flag is moving from our base.
Could midfield. You do something?
He's half. He's one.
I swear He's to God, dead. But that was my version of figuring out the maps was... overstimming myself on something like the fan there, you know, or
well, and like I still do this. I do this in every game I play. I have to immerse myself in the physics.
Yeah.
He's used to tell me, like, man, I don't know how you can do that. When I used to tube helicopters out of the sky.
Yeah.
It's because I would run around and just shoot tubes. I'd just shoot nude tubes just to
figure out angles and shit.
To feel the trajectory of that
right.
projectile. Yep. So like when a little bird would swarm up on like objective Bravo, I could just turn my dick it and keep going. Because it was like I was building that muscle memory and that instinct to just
whip
turn
the stick
and be like,
and go.
It's my dick, suck it, and just blap, there's a double or a triple kill, or depending on how many.
Oh, fuck. Man, I keep holding out hope that one day they'll give us a Bad Company 3.
Bad Company 3 turned into Mortal Online 2. Because the fucking shit, man. I'm telling you. I know I keep raving about that shit.
No, I intend to check it out.
Even watch the trailers.
Yeah.
I
mean, you sold me just with a one-sentence fucking review.
Well, and here's the thing, like, all the shenanigans that Bad Company's been up to, a lot of the established players, there's a main guild that, like, is hated, but the guy that runs the guild, or the person that runs the guild, I don't know if it's a guy or not, but was doing some really actively shitty stuff to review bomb the game.
Okay.
Now it's a small dev team. The vision is grand, and the guy has stuck by his vision. You can tell he's passionate. He does, like, he used to do them weekly. Now he does them bi-weekly. Passionately driving forward this game to create an experience, because he's a gamer.
Right.
It's a game created by a gamer.
That's important. Yeah.
And, like, it's slower in development because it's a smaller team. But in, like, less than 2 weeks, they're launching on Unreal Engine 5.
Oh,
it's going to be the first MMO that is running on Unreal Engine 5. And
good God.
This asshole that runs this other guild is having the game review bombed by all this massive amount of shit players.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't get their way in a situation. That's just destructive and irresponsible for gaming, for gamers everywhere.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
You can't just do that, man, because the
even PlayStation and Xbox congratulates each other on fucking huge releases.
Exactly.
And shit,
man,
you know?
One of the coolest things
we're all
I
doing
have,
this together.
When Starfield launched, and I wasn't real hyped about it, but I was kind of excited, you know, because it was a Bethesda game.
Right.
They had focused all their efforts for so long on this game, and it was finally coming out. My review of it, I'm not going to leave here because it wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
But when I saw the picture that ID Software made, like mimicking their release poster.
Yeah.
And they said, "Don't go to Mars."
Yeah.
Like, that's camaraderie.
That's cool
even,
as fuck.
Even in a competitive space, man, when right. you can, as a game developer filled with gamers who love the medium, are just like, look, these guys are doing it. Watch them go. Let's fucking cheer them on. You know what I mean? Like,
well, not to queer this up or anything, but, like, if you put that into the energy of it all, putting out positive energy towards the world is only
yeah.
going to come back to you that way. You know, if you're like, fuck them and fuck their game, then it's like, well, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Well, and this,
how could you get mad at a company loving on another company, even when it doesn't help their bottom line in the slightest? You know, it's
don't
just
hate the player, hate the game.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yep.
Like, that's some old school knowledge that
right.
you don't hate the player, you hate the game, man. The way that money is made from gaming and all that shit, it creates stuff like Cardi B as a fucking operator on, you know,
yeah.
the marketplace. But
that's some wet ass pussy.
Yeah, when
up
it
in
gets
the state.
Shot with a 300 Win Mag from fucking 500 yards across the map when I'm standing in the top of the goddamn cabin on the hill in a state.
Shooting people through the windows.
I would do
God.
Terrible things to people.
I know.
With
I
a
know.
WA-2000 in that game. Terrible things. I mean, people rage quit.
I'm telling you, just watching him drop in a couple matches in MW2, original MW2 matches, I'm going to have to buy the fucking game. For real. Like, and
when's
his progress.
Like, next week?
It's out. It came out this past weekend.
Oh, you're fucking kidding me. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it came out this past weekend. But
well, God damn it.
I know. It's like, well, there's $70 to $100 I don't need to be spending today. But
yeah, for real. Because, like, as much as I, for years, didn't buy into the Call of Duty methodology.
These last three have been sick.
They've really, really turned the series around. And
I think so, yeah.
It's great. And did you notice when you played, did you play the more modern Warfare 2?
The campaign? Or
like
the game
any
itself?
Of it. Like
yeah,
any of it.
Yeah, I played the multiplayer. I didn't play any of the campaign, but
when the game splash screen kicks up, all those various different studios.
Yeah.
Treyarch, Sledgehammer, you know. Uh-huh. All those different studios, they all had their hands in Call of Duty over the years. They all converged on these ones. Do you notice the difference? All those studios converged on these Modern Warfares. Well, see,
that's why they're
so much better, is because you have, you know, this development agency or this development company that's fucking head of their field in audio. You have this other one that's head of their field in player input and character models and this, that, and the other thing. They're taking their business model and creating something that is efficient again.
Yeah.
And they're putting thought into, well, the reason they probably brought all these maps back is the fact that they just know they're fucking better and more well created.
Yep. No, I think
they're
that's
more
right.
intelligently designed, and they're why fucking reinvent the wheel?
Unify the devs.
If they could put Blood Gulch into a Call of Duty game,
Jesus.
And only have Blood Gulch in that Call of Duty game,
it'd sell a billion copies.
I would still play that motherfucker. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of people would.
Halo 3 maps, because now Microsoft. Here's the fucking kicker on that. Microsoft owns it.
Yeah.
So they could do that legitimately.
Yeah.
They could take Blood Gulch, Call of Duty it up, and...
Well, if they're going to make Call of Duty into Fortnite anyhow, they ought to put Master Chief in there, because Chief would be great as
Chief,
an operator.
Chief died at the end of 3. Dude, I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, they're fucking throwing all kinds of... I saw Starlight running around in it.
That's crazy.
So he's like, there's Starlight, there goes Black Noir. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Can you be Butcher is the question I have.
No. They had Homelander and Starlight and Noir.
If I couldn't be Butcher, I wouldn't want to play, man.
Especially if he's dropping the cunt bomb every 5 seconds.
I know. And with a shotgun. You would have to just be... Pump action shotgun dropping cunt.
You cunt.
But they'd have to get John Lithgow to do the voice.
You cunt.
Shut up, cunt.
Shut up, cunt. All right, we got to be encroaching on time. Do we want to introduce ourselves?
Without you even doing that, I was about to segue into it.
That's funny.
Sorry, we didn't see you there.
Oh.
Welcome back to Problematic Cast with the Brewbakers. I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeremy. And y'all can pound fucking sand.
So hey! Yep. Pretty much.
Word. All right. You can hit that fucking end recorder.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Check out Mortar Online too. Give it an honest review. You're going to think it's positive if you like games.
Right.
I just had to throw that out there, man, because kind of doubling back. Don't review bomb people. It's garbage.
That's
shit.
That's garbage
if you do it. So
I agree.
Kathara, fuck you.
Yeah. And thoughts and prayers at problematiccast.com.
Yeah, check out our website too. We have a website. Problematiccast.com.
I'm holding out hope that some of y'all will send a message at some point telling us to fuck off or give us an idea for the next banger episode or
maybe
I a gram
will,
of Coke or something.
Maybe I will start some shit with Knights of the Order and I will tag them in this podcast and try to get us an email to it's just thoughts and prayers. At problematiccast.com.
Bring it, bitches.
Wink, bitch. Bye.